जमुना चिरावन चारे जमुना चिरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरिधर धारी गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरिधर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना चिरावन चारे जमुना चिरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरिधर धारी गोपीजना बल्लभा गिरिधर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना चिरावन चारे जमुना चिरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकटा जस्तरसत श्री श्रीमद अभयचन्नारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की गौर प्रेमानंदी ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Jai Srila Prabhupada. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 21, entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. Text number 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Brahmadayo Loka Natha. Brahmadayo Loko Natha. Sanataya Samadritaha. Swanataya Samadritaha. Svanataya samadrita sanuga balim ajahru sanuga balim ajahru samshiptatma Vibhutaye Samsityatma Vibhutaye Brahmadayo Lokonataha Swanataya Samadritaha Sanuga Valim Ajahru Samsityatma Vibhutaye Brahmadayo Lokanata Sanataya Samadrita Sanuga Valim Ajahru Samsiptatma Vibhutaye. Anyone else, Mother Brahma Adaya. Great personalities headed by Lord Brahma. Lokanatha. The predominating deities of various planets. Svanathaya. Unto the Supreme Master. Samadhitaha. With great respect. Swa-anugha. With their respective followers. Balim. Different paraphernalia of worship. Ajahru. Collected. Sanksipta Atma Vibhutaye. Unto the Lord who had expanded his personal opulence but had now reduced his size to the Vamana form. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma and all the predominating deities of the various planetary systems began to worship Lord Vamanadev, their Supreme Master, who had reduced himself from his all-pervading form to his original form. They collected all the ingredients and paraphernalia for this worship. Srila Prabhupada comments, Vamanadev first expanded himself into the universal form and then reduced himself to the original Vamana Rupa. Thus, he acted exactly like Lord Krishna, who, at the request of Arjuna, first showed his universal form and later resumed his original form as Krishna. The Lord can assume any form he likes, but his original form is that of Krishna. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. According to the capacity of the devotee, the Lord assumes various forms so that the devotee can handle him. This is his causeless mercy. When Lord Vamanadev resumed his original form, Lord Brahma and his associates collected various paraphernalia for worship with which to please him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshushun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Pandantikam. Pramadayo Lokonata Sonataya Samadrita Sanuga Balim Ajaru Samsitatma Bibhutaye. Lord Brahma and all the predominating deities of the various planetary systems began to worship Lord Vamanadev, their Supreme Master, who had reduced himself from his all-pervading form to his original form. They collected all the ingredients and paraphernalia for this worship. Lord Brahma and all the demigods, the predominating deities of the planets, along with their followers, prepared to worship the Supreme Lord. That's what devotees do. Devotees worship the Lord who is their Supreme Master. So the demigods, they're devotees. It's described that the demigods, they're devotees of the Lord. They know who the Lord is to some extent. They're according to their various understandings, various levels of, I don't know if you can call it advancement. Yeah, I guess it's advancement. They see the Lord in different ways, but they're all devotees. And here, in this pastime, Lord Vamanadev, his pastime, the Lord had appeared before Bali Maharaj as a dwarf brahmana, very beautiful, very attractive. The Lord is all Krishna. The Lord is all attractive, so hard to resist that Brahmin boy. And he begged 3 paces of land, as we've been hearing. And in spite of being warned by his spiritual master, his guru, not to do this, Bali Maharaj consented. And when he consented, the Lord assumed this huge form. And within 2 steps, he had been promised 3 steps, within 2 steps he pierced the covering of the universe, right? And it was a huge form, universal form, Prabhupada says here. He calls it the universal form, and he likens it to the form which Krishna displayed to Arjuna. Not exactly the same. Not exactly the same, because Krishna tells Arjuna in the Gita 5,000 years ago that nobody's ever seen this form. So it's Vishwarup that was displayed to Arjuna. And this is also, Prabhupada says, Vishwarup, universal form. But we have to assume that there was differences, some differences. The Lord actually expanded his dwarf form into this huge form. And the demigods, of course, could see that form, and they started to worship the feet, right? It's mentioned in previous verses. They started, Lord Brahma started worshipping the feet. So the toe pierced the universe, the universal, the covering, and the feet of the Lord were washed by Brahma and his followers. You already discussed that yesterday or the day before, whenever it was. The Ganga comes from that water. But here, the Lord has resumed his original form, just like on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Krishna presented that form to Arjuna. It's not that everyone could see it or realize it, right? Because it's clearly mentioned that only the devotees of the Lord, because you're my devotee, he said, I'm showing you this. Arjuna wanted to see this, some special manifestation. And the Lord, as Prabhupada mentions, can manifest himself however he wants. He doesn't have to. So we are also able to see the form of the Lord, but we don't actually take it like that or realize it in its true essence. Because this, what you see around you, is also the Lord. It's also the form of the Lord, a different form of the Lord. Parasha Shakti Vididhaiva Shruyate. The Lord is has multifarious energies, and everything is running by His pleasure, for our benefit, and by His mercy. And the Lord, He assumes these various forms, so that so that devotee can appreciate it. So the pure devotee of the Lord, in this place, can see the Lord in that Vishwarup. But he's not so interested. He doesn't want to see that form. He wants to see the original form of the Lord that he's attracted to. Various devotees have different attractions. It's not that everyone is fully attracted to Krishna, right? Hanuman is attracted to Ram, Ramchandra. Ramchandra is his worshipable Lord. It's the same Krishna, but Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. There is the original form of the Lord, and that's Krishna, that's his original form. Vamana Dev is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the form is different, right? So we hear the scriptures tell us that the Lord appears for various reasons to enact various pastimes, and he also appears in a form which is palatable to his devotee, which is a form which can be handled by the Lord, by the devotee, sorry. So it's not that devotees can really handle, you know, after Arjun saw that manifestation of the Vishwarup, he was bewildered. Enough. He couldn't handle that form. He wanted to, please, resume your original form, the one that he has a relationship with. So he did that. He assumed his original form, and here Vamana Dev assumed his original form. We see that the devotees there present, these are all elevated personalities who are the controllers of the universe, Lord Brahma and the predominating deities of all the planets, great sages, Marichi is mentioned, Sanandan. They all saw this wonderful form, this brilliant, effulgent form, which was like outshining anything that they were, you know, used to. And they worshipped that form, but then the Lord resumed his normal form, the Vamadeva form, and they prepared to worship him in the way that they usually would worship the form of the Lord, right? Collected the paraphernalia, the ingredients, and prepared to worship the Supreme Lord, just like our pujaris do every day. They prepare the ingredients, and some of you may also do that at home. You collect the ingredients and you worship the Lord in according to your sadhana. In the temple, it's 64 items, and at home you may not do 64 items, right? But here, I'm sure they worship the Lord in all grandeur, with all select items. for us, I think the important point that Prabhupada is making here is that he says, according to the capacity of the devotee, the Lord assumes various forms so that the devotee can handle him, right? So, for us, it's the deity, and the, you know, the deity form. We can barely handle that form. Some more than others, but you know, it's a form that we can kind of relate to. But you know, for the pure devotee, the Lord can appear in his moving form, his real form. I recently read a remembrance, a very interesting, that when Prabhupada was in, I think, Jhansi. Was it Jhansi? I think it was Jhansi. Anyway, his first disciple, I forget his name, Prabhakar, is it? Prabhakar, someone? Huh? Yeah. So in the morning he came down and he heard this kirtan going on in the temple. And Prabhupada is dancing around the temple, chanting. And he's got this garland of lotuses on, big lotuses, just filling the whole space with wonderful fragrance, lotus fragrance. And he's chanting and chanting and chanting and dancing on his own around the temple. And he said to him, "What's going on? You're chanting, and where did this garland come from?" He said, "Such flowers not available in that place at that time. Even if you could get lotuses, they were just little things." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, you didn't see? Krishna came. Krishna visited." Take it in. So the pure devotee of the Lord can see the Supreme Lord anytime, anywhere. But we, on our platform, we relate with the deity form of the Lord, according to our particular stage, right? Any questions, comments? Mic's here. Here's the mic. Otherwise, other people won't hear your question, your important question.
Hare Krishna. Sorry for that. I was just wondering, the deity form at home, I noticed a lot of Namahanta devotees, like when I'm out of Mayapur preaching, they have, in fact, they're not allowed to keep deities, it's just a picture. And probably, perhaps, the reason for that is because if you have a deity, maybe there are some rules. But I guess as a personal question, at home, we do have deities, Gaurinitai deities, but we may not be able to keep that regulated worship, like certain procedures at certain times. So how do you understand, or how do you go about that, deities at home? I've heard a class from Janani Vas Prabhu. He said, for the grihastha, the deities are there for the offering. Pretty much that's the main reason, so you can offer your food. But maybe you can shower some light on that.
You want more light than Janani Vas Prabhu gave you? My God. How's that possible? He's the acharya of deity worship. But just here in this verse, Prabhupada says, right? He says that according to the capacity of the devotee, he appears in different forms, you know, according to what they're capable of. So, like you said, some devotees in their homes are not encouraged to have deities. That's right, the Namhata devotees or whomever. Some of them may have, even before they came into contact with ISKCON, they may have, most probably, especially in India, they may have deities. And then you have devotees who are living in temples or near temples, and they have their homes, they have their family life, and they have their deities. And so what's recommended, and this point that Janani Vas made is correct. It's basically to so that we're not eating boga all the time, that we for offering food. But what's recommended is that you establish a particular standard for your worship and then stick to that standard so that it's regulated, because regulation is is one of the keys for spiritual life, and that applies also in deity worship. So you see in the temple everything's very regulated, or is supposed to be, let's put it like that. You know, there's very specific times, there's a specific number of offerings, there's, you know, the morning, the deities are bathed, there's a procedure and a process. So in the home, it's recommended that you establish whatever particular program which is conducive for your life, and your service, right? And then stick to that. So, and Gorni Thai is also recommended for the home, as far as I understand, because they're very forgiving and flexible, right? But even with Gorni Thai, still set a process, set a program for their worship, and then stick to that. That's the recommendation, as far as I understand it, and as far as I've heard. And Krishna is in the temple. And, you know, we have Radha Madhava. So at home, anyway, it's not recommended. Some people do it, and they, you know, and you see lots of devotees, or many devotees have Shaligram. They do Shaligram worship. They worship Giriraj, and etc., etc. And it's actually never ending. If you scan the community, you'll see it's everything's going on. So according to capacity, you have to do. But you know, since we're supposed to be living in a temple community with Radha Madhava as the center of that community, it's recommended that, you know, it's not that we're all going to be taking prasad, Radha Madhava's prasad, right? So we have to have a picture or some form of the deity. And there's no difference. The picture is fully transcendental form of the Lord. So some form of the Lord, according to our capacity, according to our understanding, we have, and it should be some kind of regulated program. And you could say, well, I'm just going to offer whatever is made in this kitchen is going to be offered to this picture or this Gorni Thai or whomever we have there. And when you start getting into Giriraj, and then it's a little bit more difficult to just do that. They need their bath every day, as far as I know, as far as I understand. So then you're making it not necessarily difficult for yourself, because you know that's the deity worship is purifying. It helps us in our advancement in Krishna consciousness. But if we're participating in the mission, in Prabhupada's mission, then we probably would have a lot of other stuff to do, a lot of other service. So then we keep it very simple. Keep it very simple so that we have plenty of time. Or the wife, if she doesn't, you know, maybe she does it. If she doesn't have a lot of practical service. So it's time, place, circumstance. But regulation is important. Fix whatever it's going to be and then stick to that. Hare Krishna. Give him the mic.
How do you do? How do we check this world from imposter gurus like Shukracharya?
Say again?
How do we check this world from imposter gurus like Shukracharya?
Jivanath, can you translate for me?
He said, how do we check this world from imposter gurus like Shukracharya?
Check this world. I don't understand the question. Can you rephrase it?
We're reading that Shukracharya, he was not a qualified guru because he transgressed, he was misleading his disciple.
Yeah,
Bali,
okay.
Maharaj. So, is there a precaution taken to check these kind of...
How to check the
imposter gurus?
He wasn't an imposter guru. He wasn't an imposter. He was a guru. But he wasn't a pure devotee. You can say that. You know, he wasn't a pure devotee. He was the guru of the demons. He was the guru of the demons, and so he was advising them, and you know, like Drona was a guru. Dronacharya, right? He was a guru. He was a teacher. He was a teacher of martial arts, right? He was a true guru, but he wasn't necessarily a guru in the sense that we take, pure devotee of the Lord who's going to take us back home, back to Godhead, right? You follow the point that I'm trying to make?
Yes, but so I my point was that sometimes there could be these kind of gurus cropping up.
I'll get to that. I just want to make the point.
I thought you would
that understand. All gurus, all personalities who may have the title guru, are not necessarily those pure devotees who are dedicated to taking one back home, back to Godhead. That's the first point that I want to make. So Shukracharya was the guru, the preceptor of the demons, right? And so naturally, from that position, when the Supreme Lord comes and is trying to influence one of his followers, his disciple, the king or emperor, he advised against it. So that was a mistake on his part, right? It was a mistake. Foolish. As a guru, he should have encouraged his disciple, right? Yes, this is the Supreme Lord, you should follow this. But he didn't, because his position was different from his perspective. He was the guru of the daityas, the demons, and therefore that wasn't in line with they're not for the Lord. So from his perspective and from others' perspective, he was doing the right thing, but we know in the broader picture it was completely wrong. So now, how do you, or how do we as individuals assess the situation, right? That's your question, correct or not? How do we assess the qualification of some guru?
Yes, we know the qualifications of a guru. Mostly we know, but the difficult thing is that one usually knows the qualifications of guru, but what's difficult is that when they change from being a guru to, you know, just what happened in this past time. So, is there a body which checks these kind of gurus so that there is no upheavals in the world?
The checks and balances are guru, shastra, sadhu should be in the same line. So, guru should not contradict shastra or sadhu, and vice versa. So that's the check. So pariprashnena sevaya is what the Lord advised. Accept a guru, ask questions, and serve. Yes? So then guru says something, gives some instruction, and it doesn't seem to be in line with shastra. So you have to question. And then if it's not in line with shastra and sadhus, then you have to be careful. Then you have to think twice. So the check and balance is guru, shastra, sadhu. Not the mind. Are we going to have a conversation now? Okay.
You know, Bali Maharaja was a king and Shukracharya is a sadhu. So Bali Maharaja could say no to Shukracharya, but usually most of the times the people in general, they cannot say no to, because the guru mostly tends to manipulate. So how do the people tackle such a situation?
Well, I don't know if that's true. That might be your experience. I don't know if that's a general, you can make such a general statement. Perhaps that's your experience, but I wouldn't take that as a general rule that gurus manipulate. I think that means they're not guru.
You know, some Prabhupada was saying something similar about this checks and balances, like, you know, there should be a religion ministry in the governments, wherein it checks that a Hindu is really practicing the principles of Hinduism, and the Muslim is also. Otherwise, the government intervenes and sees that they follow it properly.
I never heard of that. But anyway,
it is there in the
point is,
Hare Krishna Challenge book.
The point is
a conversation between Prabhupada and one of the visitors.
The point is that checks and balances are there for the devotee, and those checks and balances are Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. They should be in line. Just stick to that. Mm-hmm. And what the government is doing with Hindus and Muslims, and who cares?
But Prabhupada wanted it, that the government have a religion ministry, and I think even ISKCON can incorporate one, and then have a home ministry also, because ISKCON lacks Kshatriyas.
Just try to become Krishna conscious.
Huh?
And leave that to others. Why are you worrying for that? Do you have any capacity or capability to influence the government and form a ministry, such a ministry?
I think just like how this society was formed, we can also form a revolution against, you know, make a revolution so that these kind of things can be brought in, like religion ministry and home ministry. Because Prabhupada says that basic preliminary help for a devotee is Daivi Varnashram, and to establish Daivi Varnashram, farm communities are necessary thing.
Try to become Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna, and all those other things will follow, no doubt.
It's not so easy, it's not so possible without all these things.
Yeah, stick to the basics and everything else will follow. According to your capacity, Krishna says, as you surrender unto me, then I accordingly will reciprocate. So focus on chanting Hare Krishna, following your sadhana, and all those other things will automatically come. Don't worry for that.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.